you for joining us for the Help for Wounded Spirits broadcast. We exist to help those wounded and suffering through life's trials. Here is our host and best-selling author, Doug Carriger.
Great to be back with you. We certainly hope this finds you well and in the arms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He alone is worthy. He alone is the reason we come together and do this broadcast. Still in Florida, eating up that beautiful sunlight down there is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. I'm getting fat on this sunlight. I'm eating it up and enjoying it too much.
Yeah, it's been beautiful here too, to say the truth. I mean, the weather has just been fantastic. Everything's getting green. We've had just enough rain and just a ton of sun, and so happy about that. And folks, as we continue on, you know, we've been doing an exegetical verse-by-verse study of the life of Christ, and we found ourselves a few weeks back hopping into the miracles. So we did the entire book of John, and then we wanted to hop into the miracles, and then we wanted to look at some of the names of Christ and some of those types of things, and then the characteristics of Christ, things like omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So we're gonna go through all those things, so we're with you. Right now, today's idea for this particular broadcast is the mission. And the mission of God is missions. And it's not something, I know you hear it at church, I know it's there, but for some reason, as I read this scripture about a demon-possessed guy who couldn't speak, he was dumb, he could not speak. And I thought about that, and I thought about what Christ and his disciples were doing at the time, and they were doing the mission. It's, you know, it's our mission to go around and share the gospel with people today. We carry on that mission. We do that so Christ will save people and change them like this demon-possessed guy. Now, it's up to God whether or not he heals somebody and gives them back their speech, but it's certainly God heals every one of their souls and prepares them for heaven, and that's a pretty cool thing. So when we think of the mission of being missions, I right away I come to Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we know that creature, when it's used in the Bible, that we're a new creature, a new creation. We know that's talking about human beings in this particular case. And in Psalm 96:3, it reminds us, the Lord tells us, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. And that's what it's all about, folks, is declaring his glory, the glory of God. He alone has glory in my mind. He alone is worthy of that glory. He alone is worthy of our praise, and all the glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we declare his glory among the heathen, and his wonders among all people. So we should, our job, our mission as Christians, as folks, is to share that, is to let people know that he's God, he can heal them, he can save them. Let the heathen know, and that word heathen literally means unsaved folks who have not believed in their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And over in Acts 13, it's, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And the reason I brought up Acts is I've been studying a lot Acts 13, and we know they sent out some missionaries there. They were called Christians first at Antioch, and we know they sent them out. If you look at the Greek words, they sent them out without a need and then without a worry. Now, that's a wonderful way to be sent out. So we want to send out. So the mission of the church is missions, and we want to send people out without a worry and without a need, like that church did in Antioch, Kevin. And the mission, God is showing us, Christ is showing us through his words, through his action, that the mission is about people, and it's about reaching them, and it's missions.
Yeah, mission has to do with being commissioned, right? You were a non-commissioned officer. I'm not sure how all that works other than the structure of contract and whatever. But then there's the commissioned officers. But we are definitely all commissioned as children of Jesus Christ. He said, as the Father hath sent me, that's a mission, so have I sent you. So that's in John, I think, chapter 21 or somewhere in there. But his mission that he actually handed over to us, it's, the Bible says, as he is in the world, so are we in the world. We have this same responsibility to do the same kind of stuff. And he said, the works that he did, we would do greater. Now that's talking about greater in scope around the world, greater in the effect of it, the change. You know, one person that gets saved and born again, they end up, you know, it says in Acts, thou should be saved in thy house. It's not talking about a covenant where God promises to save everyone, but he does promise to sanctify or set apart those in your home through your influence for to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's part of our mission. Our mission is to every nation and to every generation. So we want to pass it along to everyone else that we are in Christ. We've got a mission to reproduce ourselves. And the problem, Doug, is that we're all about, I think, adding one at a time when God's like, no, go blanket the world. He uses the term casting seed. You know, generally speaking, the idea of broadcasting seed is not just one at a time. Though witnessing on mission for God is looking for the woman at the well, looking for the leper, looking for the person who can't speak, but, you know, spiritually. But this search is also carried out strategically. The mission, this I can't help keep this in mind, brother. Jesus went about doing good. So he traveled. He was on the go. He was not about comfort and ease. He was about his father's business. You know, age 12, wist you not that I must be about my father's business? So, you know, the word I had to look up as I do sometimes, the first mention of this kind of thing. And you have to end up doing a partial match when you search for some words, because there's some words that we use a lot today that are not in the Bible. Mission is one of them, the word mission. But commission is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Intermission is in the Bible. You know, permission, you know, remission. And they're all from the same root. But commission especially has the idea of what we're talking about. Ezra chapter 8, 38, the king gave a commission, it says, and they delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants and the governors of this side of the river, and they furthered the people in the house of God. So there you have secular idea of commission. You've got the king saying, all right, help these people, don't get in their way, give them what they need. They're going to be building their house of God, and we want that to take place. And you know, I just thank God for people that are willing to take a commission, they're willing to take it seriously. I remember we were holding weekly meetings on Camp Pendleton, California, Marine Corps, a huge Marine Corps base, 45,000 active duty, at least at the time. This was probably 03, 02. And we went to an unused chapel called the Chapo area, Chappo. And it was near the 22 area, which is supply, and near the airfield also. It was kind of cool to go in that area. I miss it. But when we got to the Chappo Chapel for our weekly Bible study, and also we had a family conference there. Anyway, we had an evangelist in. God just blessed it. But what was amazing is Camp Pendleton in Southern California was experiencing one of its horrible brush fire seasons. It was all over. I mean, the flames south of us leaped across like 12, 13 lanes of Interstate 15 and burn up the VOR at the airport down there. No, Miramar, at the Miramar Air Station. But it was horrible. And Camp Pendleton was on fire, lots of it. But it was not all blocked off. So when we got to the area, guess what? Chapel area was on fire. And we're like, okay, guys. And people are starting to convene for this Bible study. We had 20 or 30 people that were convening there. We said, well, guys, we might not be able to do this, but that's what I thought we were going to say. Instead, we found two Marines standing guard at that Quonset hut-shaped chapel. And they said, sir, we are commissioned, we are responsible to guard this facility. I said, boy, you know, I don't want you to risk your lives. He said, no, sir, we're going to keep the fire away from you. This is God's house. That's what the Marine, wow. The Marine said. This is God's house. And I love it. God Country Corps. So this guy stood watch between flames and God's work. And that's exactly what my mission and your mission is, Doug, to stand between the flames of hell and the work of God, the target being never dying souls. May God keep Amen. Us on mission.
Amen. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. There's our job. There's the mission. Exactly what Kevin said. Sometimes you watch for the fires. Sometimes, you get to be on the beach in Waikiki sharing the gospel. I don't know. We love you, folks. Hey, hang with us a minute. We'll be right back with you. Don't go anywhere.
Doug will return shortly. Meanwhile, you're hearing this music while radio stations are identifying themselves and broadcasting advertisements.
Boy, I tell you, this miracle today, we got this guy who cannot speak, and a word for that is dumb. We're not saying he's stupid or anything like that. It's just an old word. People would say deaf and dumb. You can't hear. You can't speak. In this case, this guy was dumb, and he was possessed by the devil. He had the worst-case scenario in both situations, but it's no match for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, folks, I can't tell you how many people in this world are possessed with the devil, but I will tell you this. If your heart has been secured, if your heart has been sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, you're not one of them. But if you are in a position where you've never asked for Christ to save you, you're wide open to the wiles of the devil. You're wide open to the attacks. You're wide open to the possibility of being possessed. I'm just being clear with you, just being honest. And but you know, the Bible says this guy got it all right. He turned things around. He went to Christ. And look what it says. And behold, they brought to him. And again, we've been talking about that. Friends, people who care enough about you to bring someone to you, to bring you to somebody, to bring you to the ER, to bring you over to God, to bring you to the best case scenario. You know, I mentioned this before, that it never ceases to fail on Facebook. About once a week, a lady out there will write, yeah, this is my friend. If I get thrown in jail, she's the person who's going to come and get me. Or if I get arrested. Guys never say that, you know. I don't know why women think they're going to get arrested, but that's a term we just don't use, you know. Hey, if I go to jail, Kevin's going to come and get me. No, he's not. He's in Ocala, Florida. My wife, Debbie, is my best chance, you know, and she'll hook me up. But I can't believe that women quantify friendships with, if I go to jail, this is the person who's going to come and get me. And folks, I think women go to jail just like a fraction of the amount of time men go to jail. So I don't know how that even started.
We just don't have friends that would bail us out.
Yeah, that's the other problem. So we can't go, right? They put a prayer letter out, you know. Doug is in jail and owes a $10,000 fine. Every church, except maybe one, would vote to drop my support and say, he's awesome. No good. We got someone else we want to take. But anyway, in behold, now I got the best supporting churches in the world. And behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. So right away, you know, this miraculous healing that takes place. And when God does miraculous stuff, people always marvel. Sometimes the miracle isn't as big as, you know, casting out a demon and getting the guy to speak who never spoke, or whatever the case may be. No one ever heard him speak. He was walking around making weird noises or whatever. Sometimes the miracle is God just places the ministry in someone's heart. And every day it's a miracle to see people saved. Every day it's a miracle to share the gospel of Christ. Every day it's a miracle to be able to serve God. And you know, I think immediately this passage begins with the problem. So they're introducing this guy. Hey, he can't speak and he's possessed with the devil. This guy's got a bad set of circumstances. But once they do that, you know, this is a highlight, I think, in my mind, the reality of spiritual warfare and evil in the world. It's real, folks. Spiritual warfare goes on every day. There's evil in this world. Don't kid yourself. There's a reason most of the country now is enthralled, thinking that it's all right to get in Bush. There's a reason this world is crazy. There's a reason there's murder everywhere. There's a reason 14,000 people have crossed the border in the last 3 years. There's a reason all these things going on. But often there's a deeper issue on what's behind this. You know, if someone's possessed with the devil, they're a knucklehead. But then, you know, this also shows the power of Christ. You know, Christ has a solution for anyone's problems. Christ has a solution for anything you're going through, the spiritual darkness, the spiritual forces of darkness. You know, Christ's solution is real. So there's a few lessons I've learned here, and I'm going to cover them real quick. I think we got to continue on with faith in Jesus. We got to share faith. We said the mission of the church is missions. Our mission is mission. So remember our mission, sharing our faith in Jesus, recognizing that God has power and man does not, and testify to people. You know, give your testimony, say, man, this is where I came from. This is where I'm going to. Bring glory to God. Share the news of things that happened to you. Share the news of those two Marines outside that Quonset hut in Chapo Chapel. Share the news of things that are just beyond the thought process of the average man. And when you do that, people are going to say, whoa, that's God. That's what they do, Kevin. They point and say, whoa.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. That's our mission, to glorify God and to help people. So I was listening to Rejoice Radio yesterday. It's out of Pensacola Christian College. And I heard a song never heard before, but I recognized the voice. It was Abigail Miller. She's on there in a couple different songs I've heard so far. And there's a song that she wrote called The Traveler's Song. And this is what it said. It really challenged me to stay on mission. I'd like a house outside of town, away from all that traffic sound. A quiet place where I could drown in thought. A place to gather reveries to rest my mind upon the breeze and look upon the treasures time has brought. Well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But my Savior walked upon the crowded byways, along the highways. He made his way, and the servant must be ever as his master to follow after, to serve and pray. Someday there'll be rest for me when time is just a memory and all this life is history and past, I'll set my foot on heaven's shore where sin and sadness are no more. And then I'll know I've reached my home at last. So I'll walk with him upon the crowded byways. Along the highways I'll go his way, for the servant must be ever as his master to follow after, to serve and pray. To follow after, I'll serve and pray. That challenged me, brought tears to my eyes, because yes, I would thank God for a home and all these things, and I will. But the mission is to do what needs done. And that requires sometimes leaving my home. That's what a soldier does when he's on mission or she's on mission. May the Lord remind me to be like Jesus here. Here comes a man. Think about Jesus. He was so much on mission that he did not mind being interrupted. And when he was not able to help a person, how often would he have, it wasn't in the case here, but there's I'm thinking of the rich young ruler, people that did not have faith. And when they came to him and he had an exchange with them and it was, quote, all for naught, he just kept on helping the next guy, which challenges me as well. But this guy here, the man that could not talk, he just was Jesus. To Jesus, he was the only man alive at that time. And that's part of me being on mission, Doug. Like tonight, a man, very nice man, invited me to go fishing with him. Amen. Not a big fisherman because I don't have patience, but he's going to take me. We're going to go about 5 hours deep into the night, into the wee hours of the morning, maybe half the night. But he's a pretty expert catfish guy. And so I love catfish, and I'd love to fill my freezer full of catfish. So I'm going to do it. But you know what? I still would have to remind myself, this guy is the only person in the world right now. When I'm with him on that boat, I'm going to be surrounded with alligators, by the way.
So oh, I know.
Stay in the boat. It's mating season for alligators.
And when you pull that fish out, be careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't, Lord help us. But this this experience is going to be, you know, everything's ministry. He'll be the only person in the world. Now, if it turns out we love each other and it's just we hit it off great, man, that'd be a great bonus. I'm looking for more friends. But yeah, it's all about staying on this thing. You know, Jesus, I want to say one more thing before I hand it over to you, Doug. This man was lame and, excuse me, he could not talk. He was dumb and could not hear. So this was a demonic episode. Not every miracle was caused, not every infirmity was caused by demons. Hello, the lepers we talked about several weeks ago. These lepers did not have a spirit of uncleanness or anything like that. They just had leprosy. And that's the way it is with Jesus Christ. He looks at the deep need and the real need. So my mission is to look at the deep need, and that's the person, and to do whatever it takes to step across to the line to Jesus Christ with them.
Amen. You know, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding, and always acknowledge him. And you know what he does, folks? He directs thy path. He's going to direct our path to the mission. He's going to direct our path to where we should be going in life. And don't get hung up if you don't have that mansion in the country right now. You got one waiting for you in heaven if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We sure do love you, folks. We're praying for you, and we hope you have a great night. Come on back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. At Help for Wounded Spirits, we believe the Bible and place great importance on you having a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior. The Bible delivers a clear and simple message of salvation, outlining how you can begin your personal relationship now. First, recognize that you are a sinner, as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, understand that there is a cost to our sin, as the wages of sin is death. Third, realize that Jesus alone paid that price. To receive salvation, simply ask the Lord to save you in Jesus' name, while believing in your heart that He alone can save you, and He will. If we can help you with your salvation, or to direct you to a local church, please do not hesitate to contact us. For additional helpful resources, including our new TV series, more information, or to donate and support this crucial ministry, please visit us at woundedspirits.com. May God bless you.